Fake, a startling true story of love in a world of liars, cheats, narcissists, fantasists, and phonies. Written by Stephanie Wood and read by Claudia Carvin. I'm on the highway a few miles out of town when the noise starts. A scraping, grinding din that jackhammers my heart into my stomach. Behind me, semi-trailers menace, and the road shoulder is narrow, but I brake, pull over, and when there's a pause in the traffic, scramble from the driver's seat to investigate what I'm sure must be a mechanical catastrophe. I crouch in the dust beside the front of the car and peer underneath. The damage is obvious. Some form of panel has dropped from the undercarriage and is dragging on the asphalt. The semi-trailers roar past, and I decide my only option is to get back on the road and into town. I want to arrive unnoticed. I'm looking for a man, or traces of him, but I don't want to see him. I'd even considered wearing a wig, but my car's discordant chorus is such that I might as well have hired a brass band to trumpet me into this country town on the New South Wales southern tablelands. In a dry paddock dotted with rusted farm equipment, sheep lift their heads. A boy on a bike in the main street pauses his aimless circling to stare. A bloke in a beanie stands in the driveway of the service station and watches as I scrape and grind to a stop. He takes a couple of steps towards me and I wind down my window. "You've got a problem there," he says. His mud-splattered truck is parked at a petrol bowser. A Kelpie stands alert on the back, tied to the truck's bars. I'm flustered. The last noisy miles into town have shaken me, and now I'm here, 100 metres from the motel I'm afraid of returning to, and there's no running away from the decision I've made to come back. I know, I say. It started on the highway, scared the life out of me. I get out of the car. The wind is icy. "I'll take a look," he says. The bloke is young, well-built, fetching in his roughness, a hint of flannelette shirt at the collar of his sweater. Open, unlined face and square, stubbled jaw. I can't stop looking at his hands, powerful, leathery, the dirt running through crevices of heart, head, life and fate lines. A map of honest exertion. "Oh, would you?" I thank the man and he asks me to drive over to a patch of grass at the service station's edge. There, he lies on his back and thrusts his head under the front of the car. "Oh, nothing major," he says, showing his face again. "Just a splash guard panel. Can hold it up with a cable tie. Always carry some." He swings himself upright and goes back to his truck, rummaging in toolboxes. The Kelpie whirls in excitement. Its lead jerks it back. The man ignores it, returns with ties and a knife, and in a minute, my undercarriage is stitched up. "Good to go," I gush thanks. "No worries," he says, seemingly uninterested in small talk. I try to make some, as a way of leading into a bigger question. I introduce myself, extract his name. It's Des. He has a farm in this district. Sheep. Merinos. Loves the work. It's Sunday, nearly lunch, and he's heading out to bring some sheep in.